Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the 20th episode in this podcast reading series. The presence of the first witness brings forth emotion for all of those who know the truth of Jesus Christ. The truth about his mother will cause some objections, but all of them will be in vain before the Lord. God knows the truth of it, and the truth will prevail. This episode is a presentation of entries 685 through 687 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polyatlowshippubs.com. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. Such is the glory of the Lord, whose light is truth, and all darkness flees from God's presence. The whole of God's mighty truth will be here in this book on this day. The Son of Man takes a moment to wipe a tear. He has not seen his mother for quite a while, but hearing her voice and seeing her again brings forth in him a well of emotion.
Of an angel of the Lord, he spoke to me about my first child. This angel named Phanuel told me he would save, and I can truly say that he truly has saved me. Objection! Testimony is speculation by the witness.
Sustained. Dear woman, please continue telling the facts.
While it is a fact that Mary was saved by her faith, the testimony must be about the events that occurred.
May it please the Lord that she has spoken truth, and this witness is the first to testify on this matter. It will be said many times to you by every witness to God's eternal truth that Jesus saves.
Holy ones and all the saints sigh at once. It is not that they are tired of hearing it, but the truth of these many testimonies will be undeniable on Judgment Day. Sweet melody of God's songs in the universe fills all our hearts with joy in Him. May the Lord's blessed voice of love be forever heard in the heavens above. The Son of Man has made a valid point, and the Lord instructs counsel to refrain. Objecting to the truth spoken in the court of God will not ever be allowed to occur again.
Please continue.
After a momentary pause, Mary continues.
The angel told me that my child would be special. But I was overjoyed to know I would have a son. The firstborn male to any man is a gift from God. I awoke from my slumber, being suddenly made aware, and I did not tell anyone about what had happened. Joseph and I were married by my father's blessing, and we were very much in love from the beginning. Became pregnant with child very quickly after marriage, and Joseph, the man I truly loved, was the child's father. There was no doubt in my mind that the child was special, and our love was growing within me every day.
It was in a dream that Mary was told an angel of the Lord had spoken to her, and it was no surprise that she would bear a child. She was a virgin and fertile, and Joseph was a man. To be so honored that I might hear these words of Mary, but I understand that she is the Lord's favored. Your graciousness is a goodness to Almighty God. The Son of Man has one more question to ask.
Your husband, Joseph, was the only man you loved, and he took your virginity after you were married?
Objection! The question is leading the witness.
Your Honor, the witness has already stated this fact, and the question is for clarification of the truth. Overrule. The witness may answer the question.
Yes, Joseph was the only man I ever loved. He did not know me until we were married, and I knew that I would soon be with child, because the angel told me it would be so. My dream of having a son was a gift from God. I knew that I would have a child with Joseph, and I knew that he would save us all. We chose to name him Yeshua, because the word means he saves.
Now the truth has been told at last. All the pagan lies are vanquished. In the words of his own mother, Jesus was the firstborn child of a man. This concludes episode 20 of Judgment Day. What more truth is there needed for mankind? The testimony of this first witness on Judgment Day tells all the world about how pagans have lied and diminished the truth of God's Messiah. It will be Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, who will proclaim his innocence and the innocence of Almighty God and all of those who have sinned against God by proclaiming fraudulent prima facie evidence will surely perish in God's wrath on Judgment Day. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. You don't want to miss any of these episodes. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.